Hey Jen, want to talk about laughter and tears?
Your jokes make me want to cry.
Great. Today on this delinquent and abbreviated episode, we're sharing some special news and some fun bloopers. Let's do it. Welcome to the Intimate Covenant Podcast, where we believe the Bible and great married sex both belong on your kitchen table. That's right, we're talking about holy, covenant-bound, intimate relationships with hot sex.
We're Matt and Jen, founders of Intimate Covenant. We offer biblical teaching and resources to help married couples achieve a fuller relationship and an extraordinary sex life. For more information, visit our website, intimatecovenant.com.
Welcome, friends.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us on our Intimate Covenant podcast.
So glad to have you with us. If you're a diehard listener, and we know that there's maybe one, two, you probably noticed that this episode dropped a little later than scheduled.
Yeah.
We try to drop these every other Monday, and that just did not happen this time. We had some personal and some technical challenges that we had to deal with. And the podcast, as important as it is to us, had to take a back seat for the past couple of weeks.
Right. For those of you who maybe didn't notice that it was a few days late, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing this time with us. And for those of you who did notice our tardiness, thank you. We sincerely appreciate your loyalty, your support, and your concern. Many of you kind of know what's happening behind the scenes for us, and we're getting ready to share that with all of you. But we love you guys.
Yes, thank you. For all of you, those who may or may not be aware, we wanted to make you aware of at least one special circumstance so that you can be praying. We know that we have at least the ears of some of you who regularly listen, and some of you may not be aware of this situation, and we wanted to make you aware of it. First, we want to make you aware that we leave for China on April 2nd.
Yes, which
that's
is
great. I did say China, the People's Republic of China.
Very crazy that we are heading off to China. Did not see that on what do the kids say? Didn't have that on my bingo card. Definitely did not have go to China on the bingo card.
Do kids say that, or do senior citizens say that?
But we 40-year-old women say that,
right?
We are leaving for China on April 2nd. We've been invited to present a marriage retreat for an international school group in China.
Yes,
we're going to be speaking to married non-Chinese citizens who live and work in China with this school group, mm-hmm. and we will be in China for 10 days, including the retreat, which will be on an island. Xiamen, and I'm sure I'm saying it very wrong. I can't even speak English well. I can't believe they're letting me go out of the country, but anyhow.
Most of them don't speak English as a first language anyway, so well, okay.
They speak their language better than I speak mine. But we'll be doing that. Then we get to go to one of the schools in Tianjin, and then we're going to do some sightseeing in Beijing.
Yeah, Intimate Covenant on the Great Wall.
Our very full 10 days.
Yes, for sure. So we do want to let you know, because we would sincerely appreciate your prayers for our safety. And of course, prayers for the marriages of these couples that we can benefit them in some way. Yeah. But secondly, and without a doubt, more importantly, we are desperately begging the prayers, your prayers for a young man named Xander Moody. He is an 8-year-old boy who was recently and suddenly diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in his leg bone, a cancer called Ewing sarcoma, for those that care or would know. But if you've been to any of our retreats, you likely met Brent and Katie Moody. Or you saw them running around doing all the things that we didn't have the capacity to do.
Yeah, Brent and Katie are our dearest friends, family, really. And they're what we call the emotional support team of Intimate Covenant from the very beginning. Brent and Katie have been right there.
Yeah, it is safe to say that Intimate Covenant would not currently exist without their support, their advice, their encouragement. And their son Xander began chemotherapy this week, and the previous couple of weeks really has been undergoing tests and imaging and biopsies and lab work and all of the things associated with that. So we have all been reeling from the shock and just really entirely preoccupied with helping to arrange care for Xander and for Brent and Katie and for their three other children, on top of making the final preparations for a 10-day international trip, which includes 8 hours of public speaking responsibilities.
So we say all that to say, I'm sure you're gonna forgive us for the late podcast drop because we're real people
Well,
and we
and
have a real life behind the, all of this. And like you said, sometimes Intimate Covenant and even this podcast has to take a back seat so that we are able to love on those that God has given us to love.
sure. We appreciate your forgiveness in that, and we know that you understand.
Yeah.
But furthermore, we know that you will be praying for the Moody's and for our very special little friend. Well, he's not little, is he? He's half as
He's
tall as
little
I am,
to
or more.
us.
But
He's still a little guy, but
he'll always be little Xander. But he has many weeks of treatments to come, including a major surgery in a couple of months as well. So we'd just be very grateful if you would be praying for them. We'd also be overwhelmingly grateful if you would be able to show your support to the Moody's by donating to help offset the tremendous expenses that they're going to be encountering over the next few weeks, the weeks, months, and maybe even years. As you probably know, I mean, even with good medical insurance, there will be loads of expenses in, just in meeting deductibles and co-pays and prescriptions and the supportive treatments that they're getting, the travel, the overnight stays to the specialty hospitals, caring for their other three busy children. There's just going to be a lot that they are going to be dealing with. And financially speaking, that's just not something that we want them to have to be struggling with. So whatever we can do to help to support them, we want to do that. And there's a couple of ways that you can do that. I'm going to put these links in the show notes, and that way you can find these options. But one option is Xander's baseball team organization has just incredibly been so supportive, and they have already set up a crowdfunding site called Give Send Go. And if you go to givesendgo.com slash support Xander,
And Xander is spelled Xander.
right? Thank you. So that is certainly an option to send funding their way. Alternatively, there is a 501c3 charitable organization called Blessings Overflow. Blessings Overflow is run by Christians in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and they have offered to use their organization to help to raise money for Xander. If you donate to Blessings Overflow, 100% of the donations after transaction fees will go directly to the Moody's. So you can send them a check. And again, I will put the address. If you send them a check, there are no transaction fees. Send a check to Blessings Overflow. I'll have that link, that address in the show notes. Or you can send money via Venmo directly to Blessings Overflow, at BG slash, sorry, at BG dash Blessings Overflow. Again, I'll put that in the show notes as well. If you put Xander Moody in the message, that money after the 2 to 3% transaction fee will be sent again to the Moody's directly. And all your donations to Blessings Overflow over $250 will You'll receive a year-end receipt for tax reporting purposes if you want to try to deduct that from your taxes as well. So those are some good efficient ways that you can help to support the Moody's, and we would just be so grateful if you would extend some blessings to them. Also, if you're interested in the progress for Xander, or if you just want to be involved and be able to send a note of encouragement to the Moody's, I know that Brent and Katie and Xander all would appreciate you reaching out and showing your love on social media. They have set up a Facebook page specifically for getting updates for Xander's progress. So if you go on Facebook and search for Xander Moody updates, you'll find that.
And we actually posted that on our Facebook page. So
Oh, yes.
if you're following us on Intimate Covenant, you will see a post that we shared. So you can
Yes.
find it that way. But we would love to see you blow up their social media and their donation sites. Thank you. Thank you for supporting the Moody's. If Intimate Covenant means anything to you, you owe the Moody's a thank you.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
And most of all, we just beg you to please remember them before our Father's throne.
Thank you for praying for them. Next episode, while we are in China, we have planned to share some recorded excerpts from some various live events. There are so many good questions that we get at these events, and we really never have enough time in any single episode to share all of them. So for this episode,
While we're in
though, to,
China, the one
yes.
that comes out while we're in China, we're going to share a bunch of
Yeah,
those.
so you can look forward to that next week. For this episode today, we want to leave you with something much less heavy than the big things that we are dealing with. You know, prayer, of course, is the perfect medicine for anxiety and for stress.
Been doing a lot of that.
But laughter certainly helps that medicine go down. So if you can't find anything to laugh about, you're probably not looking very hard, because most of us have plenty to laugh about if we would just simply look in the mirror.
I mean, we can all laugh about Jen's mispronunciation of hundreds of words so far on the
Yeah, so
podcast.
we don't even have to look in a mirror. We just have to start talking in a microphone.
And out
And
it
that's
comes.
right. So if you need help finding something to laugh about, our advice is try starting a podcast. You'll find lots of things
You will
to
learn
laugh
how
about.
to laugh at yourself very
Yes.
well.
So we're going to close out this episode. I thought this was just the perfect time to go into the archives and drag out all of the bloopers that I have been saving for so long.
There are times that I had no idea the microphone was already on and was hot and we were recording. So
And sometimes when I edit this, I can't help but save that clip that normally would have been cut out. And it just, we're going to share some of those with you this time. So we're hoping and asking you to laugh at us and laugh with us.
check, check, one, two, three, check.
One, two, check, check, one, two, one, two.
This is just a mic check to make sure that our voices are coming through okay.
You're so
Jen was
weird.
so ready for that. Hey, Jen, want to talk about...
I can't speak today.
It's going to take time for each of you... Hey, Jen, want to talk about non-sexual touch?
You can't touch this.
Da-da-da-da. For
And
sure.
it's right outside of Nashville, actually in Gallatin. I guess that's how you say that.
Gallatin, maybe?
Oh,
I don't
well,
know.
I would call it Gallatin. So somebody correct us when we get there.
We'll find out. And so it's not a it's expected that they're going to be come on, Matt.
I totally lost where we were.
Hey, Jen, want to talk about spontaneous versus responsive desire?
Haven't we already done this?
Great. Today we're going to just way beyond the Amazon. Now, most spouses, if they...
Stop licking.
Hey, Jen, are you ready for some big announcements about Intimate Covenant?
Just thinking out of context how horrible that sounded.
Which is why it's going in the blooper reel.
Okay, let's try again.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for praying with us and for us. And thanks for laughing with us.
Hug your loved ones and find something to laugh about together. Until next time, keep striving and don't settle.